It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
As I was getting ready to enjoy my breakfast banana this morning, it reminded me yesterday as I was having one a little later in the day, and I try to eat a banana every day. I don't know why. It's fruit. It's easy. It's portable.
Good potassium.
Sure. That's what I need. I'm lacking potassium in my diet.
Uh-huh. You know, for the muscle cramping.
Yeah, muscle cramping. That's for sure.
Yep.
And I get to the, I guess, end of the banana. And for one, I peel the banana the opposite way. So
from the bottom,
yeah,
not the stem?
Yes, from the bottom. Right. And
you're supposed to do it that way, right? You little pinch, and then you peel it.
Well, yeah. I guess that's how the monkeys do it, and so
right.
Most people peel it from like the little handle at the top, right?
Yeah, the stem. But I learned years ago that was apparently the wrong way.
Right. So, anyways, so I was getting ready to eat this banana, and the coworker was like, watched as I took a bite, and was like, "Ooh, you ate the tip." I was like, "Yeah." The little, like, brown tip, you know? The little nipple? The banana nipple?
The banana nipple. Okay.
Well, what would you call it?
Well, just the end of it. The end of the banana.
The bananas?
No, I'm not going to give it a name like that. No, sir. No.
You don't want to call it the bananas?
No. I don't think so.
But she was shocked that I ate that, and I was like, "Well, it's part of the fruit, right?" Well,
seen you eat like a completely brown banana? Because you've done that too.
No, I know.
That is nothing for you.
No, she'd be shocked by that. And also, yes, speaking of bananas and that very subject, I was a separate day, separate person. Was talking about bananas. I don't know why I'm surrounding myself with people who enjoy conversations about bananas, but I do.
A lot of banana talk. Yeah,
I know, right? But was saying grabbed a banana and was like, "Oh, this is the perfect banana," and it was a little bit green and all yellow, right?
Yellow,
a little bit green,
no brown spots yet.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And she was like, "This is the perfect banana."
Right.
Once it gets a brown spot, it's too ripe and it's done.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What? That's when it gets sweet and it's good."
It gets kind of mushy. And that's the thing is I'm always shocked at how quickly the bunch of bananas that I buy gets, like, as soon as you pluck one out, the rest of them go bye-bye real quick.
Yeah.
You can't like eat them fast enough before they become riddled with all the brown spots. And then you're like, "Yeah, I don't think I can go there now."
Yeah, no, the brown spots are fine. That's just that's just the peel of it. You don't eat the peel.
No, I kind of agree. I don't like too many brown spots because then I'm like, "Oh, it's past its prime." Past its prime.
I'm looking at my banana right now and it is speckled with brown spots.
Yeah, that's about the
And it's got a little brown tip on it. And
yeah, you do all of that.
And like, a little brown handle.
Yeah. That's where you live. You live in brown spot lane.
Also, not a lot of people in my family enjoy the banana when it's like that either. So if I don't throw them away, I got to eat them.
Yeah.
So that's the life of a dad. Just got to eat the heels of the bread and you got to eat the brown bananas.
Yep. Don't waste that food. Dad'll eat it.
That's right.
Yeah. You're like the human garbage can for the household.
I kind of am. And my daughter knows that, but
yeah.
But yeah, it's the little brown like nipple part of the banana.
Ben and his brown banana. That's how we're starting the show.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
99.7 DJX, 69, rainy right now. Yes, strong storm still predicted for later on this afternoon. Here, we'll keep you posted on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good. Kelly K.
So, 100-year-old veteran in Maryland just got his college diploma. He's a former pilot named Jack Milton, served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And school surprised him with a diploma for his 100th birthday last week.
On my way to Southeast Asia, I had many thoughts about missing the ceremony and not being there to see my fellow graduates.
I hereby confer upon John L. Milton the degree of Bachelor of Arts with all of the rights and privileges thereto appertaining. Congratulations.
Well, I've had many ceremonies, but this has to be the top.
So wait, aww. So he was serving overseas when graduation happened, and he couldn't get his actual like paper diploma?
After 58 years, he finally got it, from the University of Maryland Global Campus.
What the heck is the University of Maryland doing? Why didn't they just send it to him?
He deserves a ceremony, and now we finally got there for his 100th birthday. Made it special.
Good night. All right.
I know. Probably could have gotten it together a little quicker.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But still, it's never too late, right?
Never
too late. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
We like to let you give us your little oddities, right? Little quirks that make you you. And then we judge it. Is it normal or are you on an island? That's what we try to do here. So first, from Jessica, drying yourself completely after having a shower. My boyfriend only dries a little and says that's what clothes are for. But I argue that's what the towel is for.
Yeah.
I can't stand the clothes sticking, and I think it's weird. Am I normal for drying myself fully?
Yeah, your boyfriend's weird. You're normal. That's what the towel is for. I could not stand putting, clothes on when I'm wet. I hate the feel of wet clothes. I hate that.
Like sometimes I'll forget to maybe dry off my back or something like that, and I'll put my shirt on. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you get that reaction because no, towel.
I knew a guy who would not use a towel at all.
And just air dry?
He would use instead a hair dryer.
Oh.
And he would turn the hair dryer on and use that to dry himself.
Evaporate the water. Okay. Well,
and so.
That's less weird than putting just clothes on your wet body.
I know. But yeah, I got to think that is probably a very rare occasion where you only pat yourself dry and then say, you know what? I don't have time to do the rest of it.
Good enough.
I'll let the clothes finish it off.
Yeah, no, I think we're probably team Jessica.
Yeah, I think Jessica, you're in the normal category with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Boyfriend's a little weird.
Yeah, I like that. So let's get to one more here. But this was one that I have never heard of. My dad is even a dentist, and he's never. Well, I guess I've never really asked him, but I've never seen him practice this at all. Got another one from a listener. Rinsing your mouth after brushing your teeth. I was told by my dentist that you're meant to just spit out the excess toothpaste and leave the rest on your teeth. Have I been cleaning my teeth incorrectly my whole life?
I think a swish with a little water just to get, the rest of the toothpaste, like the excess toothpaste. But I think there's always like residue that stays on it.
Well, but that's
teeth,
what
right?
They're saying. They're saying the dentist said, no, just spit the toothpaste out and don't even rinse it with water. Just leave the rest in your mouth. Jessica just texted in and said, that's accurate. My dentist told me you aren't supposed to rinse after you brush.
Oopsies.
What in the world?
I do like a really light swish, just a little light swish just to get any clumps of toothpaste I might have missed.
Well, then okay, sure, your mouth will still smell like you've brushed your teeth, correct?
Sure. Yeah. Because you're brushing your tongue and the roof of your mouth and all the things too.
But if you don't rinse out, then how long does that stay in your mouth?
Well, I don't know, because I thought you're not supposed to swallow toothpaste.
If you eat, then won't anything that you eat have that flavor?
The toothpaste-y flavor? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's why I've always
We got another text from a listener that said, I don't rinse, not because someone told me not to, but because I'm lazy.
Oh.
So wait, are we in the minority here about rinsing after you brush your teeth?
I just do a little swish of water, spit, there you go.
Right.
Yeah. It's real foamy when you just spit, and there's still some of that left in there after you spit out. It's hard to like spit all that out without
that is
help
wild.
Of water, right?
I would have thought that we would have been the normal ones, but
yeah.
Apparently this is...
Y'all just eating your toothpaste foam.
This is the thing where you're...
Yeah, right.
That where you spit out the toothpaste foam, and then you just let it, I guess, marinate the rest of the time in your mouth.
Yeah, and Nicole's, like, 42 years old, have always been told to swish and spit. Swish and spit.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you actually get a teeth cleaning, you know,
yeah,
they...
Yeah, well, they have the sucker. They suck it all out.
Well, they do the scrapey-scrapey, then they yeah. polish it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they stick
but
the little...
But polish is not nearly as, like, foamy as toothpaste gets.
No.
Regular toothpaste is a different experience.
This is true.
There's much that's left in your mouth.
Now, Amy says, no world where I don't rinse after brushing. So she's yeah. on our end.
Yeah. Use like just a little quick swish of water. There you go. You're all good. You still got enough residue in there to be yeah. doing its thing, coating the enamel and all the things, right?
Now, we are learning a lot about oral care right
Dental
now.
Dental health.
Heather
yes.
rolls in and says, you're also supposed to rinse your mouth out after drinking acidic beverages before brushing because that's bad for your enamel.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. I've never done that. I'm not doing that.
I have heard that, though. After drinking something acidic, you know, making sure it's off your teeth because yeah. then it'll just sit there until you actually brush your teeth.
I mean, that makes sense, but I've never done it.
Now, Heather says, hey, dental assistant here. Normally we tell
Expert.
Patients to do that only with certain high fluoride toothpastes. So if they have problems with decay and cavities, then to just let it marinate in their mouth after they
okay.
and not rinse out.
So we're right. not necessarily doing it wrong if we are swishing and spitting.
So okay. It's all right. All right. So Kelly's a spitter.
I'm
a spitter.
Rinsing with water. I'm spitting. Rinse and spit.
Yeah. Oh, and then another hygienist is rolling in saying
a lot of experts.
No rinsing for 30 minutes so the fluoride can actually do its thing.
I see. Yeah. I don't.
Kelly's like, I don't got time for that.
Like when you're painting the fluoride on when I'm at my visit, yeah, I let that marinate. I'm not drinking anything for 30 minutes. I obey that.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular, like, toothpaste after I brush my teeth,
yeah.
it's just, there's too much going on to, like, just leave that. You know?
Listen, there's too much happening in my mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There exactly. needs- See, I do a little rinse with mouthwash first, and then I brush. And then just do a little quick water. Spit out. There you go.
All right. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's right. Just because you do it, but
that's what I think.
But it looks like that there is a large section of the audience that is under the, hey, you know what? I just spit out the toothpaste foam and let it marinate. So
I think I'm going to be swallowing way too much toothpaste foam if I don't do a little rinsey rinsey.
All right. So I guess that is normal. I mean, yeah, I would imagine that's. You know, we've got enough people that are saying that's normal, that I would have thought that was a no, but no, that's, I guess, normal to not immediately rinse your mouth out after you brush your teeth.
Sounds like they're doing it right. We might be yep. doing it wrong. I don't All think right. I can change, though.
Kelly's like, old dog, no new
yep.
tricks. Sorry.
Yep. I don't.
All right,
don't
we're going to end it there.
Going back.
It's 97.7 JX. It's a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there's a saying, buyer beware. Maybe there should be one that says, thief beware.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a pair of dolls from a yard sale that are haunted.
Oh.
You're okay. doing okay.
Oh, that's karma. That's instant karma. Isn't
How do we
it?
Know this? Because the woman whose dolls they were that were selling them in a display case that had a sign.
Oh, okay.
Posted it on TikTok.
To the thief that stole these dolls out of the yard sale at 3 o'clock this morning, you're going to regret it. They're haunted. Had you waited till sunlight, you would have seen the sign that was under them that said, haunted dolls, if you have children, please don't buy. I put them in this glass hutch to try and contain whatever was attached to them, and it got so cold that it fogged up. No takesies, backsies. Nobody wanted them because I warned everyone and showed them the videos of what these dolls do when they're in your vicinity because they were not scared to move right in front of you. Enjoy.
No takesies, backsies. They're yours.
Yeah, wow. So she was just trying to unload them on these, and just like, hey, if you want a pair of haunted dolls, here you go.
Well, yeah, kudos to her for being transparent about that, because a lot of people would just be like, you know, oh, nothing, so, what's wrong with the dolls? Nope, nothing, just don't want to collect them anymore.
Right.
And, like, a lot of people would not be honest, because they would probably think it would be a deterrent for most people.
So she spotted them originally on Facebook Marketplace. She went to collect them. They were left outside, which she was like, oh, all right, COVID just hit, no big whoop, right? This
right,
is
yeah.
how, what happens,
contactless,
right?
Sure.
Sure. When she got them home, she spotted them moving and blinking and tried to contact the original owner. And she was going to ask her, what's the story? And yes, the original owner blocked her.
There's just disappeared.
Yep. She's deleted. She's blocked her. She doesn't. She's like gone.
Was it even a person?
Yeah, right.
That listed them.
So she claims that there is the spirit of a little girl attached to these dolls. She decided to sell them after they threw a toy that almost hit her baby's head.
Yeah, it was probably time to get rid of them.
So
sure.
Yeah. So she was living in harmony with these haunted dolls.
Blinking and like waving one thing, but when they start throwing stuff, I'm out.
Yeah, throwing temper tantrums.
Yeah.
All right.
Throwing things at the baby. Yeah, I'm out.
So yeah, maybe there should be a thief beware of what you steal. Because if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a pair of dolls from a yard sale that are haunted.
Yeah.
I mean, many people would probably say, well, that is karma coming back to get you.
Exactly. And maybe that's the lesson they needed yeah. to stop stealing.
Yeah, maybe. That maybe. Is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. Coming up next, a feel-good story.
I'm calling this a feel-good. Also, maybe a little bit of education corner. Some
okay.
forest workers in Illinois got in cicada costumes to teach us all about their life cycle on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. We're about to have a cicada influx here.
Yeah, we should probably learn all about that.
As that, like, I want to say 17-year... And like there's two, maybe 17-year crops of cicadas.
It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. We should be prepared.
Erupting. All right.
We should know what's going on.
And then Tara found herself in a situation that got a little out of control while at dinner with her daughter. So that we'll try to get her on the phone to explain coming up here in just a minute. But we want to also know, when the last time a little lie that you told or did got way out of control?
And maybe you didn't even tell it. You just kind of found yourself in a not truthful situation.
Like maybe you have a job now that you lied initially to get it. And
oh, wow.
Now you, here you are.
Oh.
Anyways, all right. We'll get to that coming up here in about 10 minutes on 99.7 EJX. Her name's Olivia Rodrigo on DJX. Good morning. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Kind of a feel good. Also, maybe falling into education corner. You know, everyone's obsessed with cicadas right now, right?
Sure.
So forest workers in Illinois decided to educate the public
right.
about them by dressing up like them and acting out their life cycle.
Okay.
So first, let me set the scene. A worker is climbing out of the ground, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making her way up a tree. Guy's narrating this whole thing. Then another worker dressed as a male cicada uses a bongo style thing to kind of simulate the sound that they make to attract the females.
Are we about to hear cicada mating?
A little bit.
After about a week after they emerge, the males will go crawl up to the tops of the trees and start singing to attract mates. The females will start to fly around them, and if they want to show that a male is worthy of her, she will flick her wings at him and they will mate.
Hey girl, if I was a fruit fly, I'd land on you first because you're so sweet.
Oh wow.
I mean, this is kind of Oscar worthy stuff on TikTok. I mean, the
yeah.
costumes on point, on point. And then just the recreation of how that goes. And then she moves on and it shows how she's hiding her eggs. And there's a lot of eggs. I just, the whole thing is pretty magical. You should probably watch it. It's on our website at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Maybe we should submit that video to the United States government to...
Yes, to be official.
Illustrate a point that, you know what? TikTok doesn't need to be banned here.
Exactly. It's like you can
there's
learn
content like
things.
This.
There was content like this that would go away.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
That's great.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, Tara.
Hey, good morning.
Hi there. Hey, thank you for allowing us to give you a call this morning. So what's up?
Well, I just had to share what happened over the weekend. It's pretty hysterical. I also realize I feel kind of bad about it at the same time.
I love this already.
So my daughter had a birthday party for one of her friends. And at the end of the party, she took one of the balloons, which was fine. And the mom said that, you know, the mom let the kids take all of the balloons.
Right.
But my daughter wanted one of the balloons that said happy birthday on it because it had sparkles, which, you know, sparkles are life.
Sparkles are great.
You
know? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So no harm, no foul, totally fine. We ended up going to dinner and she insisted that she bring the balloon in because it was tied to her wrist and she didn't want to take it off. And I right. didn't want to fight. So I just, you know, I didn't think much of it. So we're sitting there and everything's fine until the waiter brought over a free dessert along with the entire wait staff. They sang happy birthday to her.
Oh, because she had a balloon that said happy birthday on it.
Well, that's sweet.
Very correct. And if it had stopped there, I would have just been like, okay, you know, but it didn't. And when the bill came, the waiter said another customer had picked up the tab for all of us as a birthday present.
Oh, wow. With
yeah.
generous people there that night.
Right. I mean, nobody's ever just picked up the tab. Total stranger picked up the tab for my birthday. But
and but for your daughter, that, yes.
Cute little kid with a balloon, though. Yes. Got it.
But then as if that was, you know, that would have been like, OK, we should get out of here. Then another customer came over and gave her a $20 bill. So
what?
Like at that point, we were in too deep. You know what I mean? So I was just. Play like, along.
Say thank you, honey. Gosh. Tell them how old you are.
I bet your right. daughter was confused.
I mean, I think not only confused, but now she thinks that if we take a birthday balloon into every restaurant that we go to, that, you know, that these things are going to happen.
Yes.
So I honestly think I've created a monster. So.
Oh, bless her heart. Yeah, she's like, she's found the golden recipe for walking in and getting money, free food. Everyone yeah. adores it, her. Yeah, that's a wow. That,
I don't know if this was my best parenting lesson.
But I understand, like, you didn't want to make the people feel bad. Like, no, it's just from a friend's party. It's not her birthday. Stop. Yeah, I
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they're trying to do such a sweet thing and you don't want to like ruin their, you know, good intentions and make them feel weird and bad. Well, this is great.
Right. I mean, if it had just been the dessert, I would have been like, oh, okay. You know, that's cool and
that's
fine.
Cool.
We whole
right.
meal.
You know, we, right.
Who hasn't gone to a restaurant and said, hey, it's my friend's birthday. And the wait staff comes out and sings happy birthday and it's not really their birthday, but it's a big to do or whatever. And
well, maybe we've never brought in balloons. Maybe that was the missing thing because we took our daughter to a restaurant. They got everybody to sing. That was great. But we didn't bring in a balloon. She didn't get a 20. We didn't get the whole meal comped. Yeah.
Is this a lesson where you teach your daughter a lie by omission?
No.
I mean, I feel so bad because it was at first just an inadvertent little white lie. Right. But it stuns. Right. So far out
yeah.
of control that now she wants to do it all the time. Now
yeah,
she's like, well, okay,
yeah.
well.
yeah, you have created
go.
A monster.
Yeah, that was like a magical Indeed. Experience, but now it's kind of like set an unrealistic expectation for her. I get it.
Tara, I love that you are sharing this with us. I think that is fantastic. And I would love to hear other stories of when just your little white lie spiraled completely out of control.
On purpose or inadvertent, whatever. yeah.
Right, exactly. Oh, Tara, thank you. And hey, by the way, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. I got to be honest. That's I would have loved to have seen that all take take place.
You know? Bethany's like, wait, what restaurant is this?
I know, exactly.
We're all thinking that.
Where you got ballers that are willing to drop 20s on little kids who have birthday balloons and then
rolling out the red carpet
and then pay for their meal. I know, I love it. So, by the way, if you've got a fun story about a little, I don't know, misunderstanding that got out of control or a little white lie that turned into something bigger, let us know. 502-795-1997. So that little white lie that maybe you told that spiraled now out of control. Would love to hear your stories at 502-795-1997. I got a message from Jessica. Said, my friend actually just wanted to get the sombrero at a restaurant. Can't remember which one. We were like 18 or 19. Newsflash, wasn't her birthday. So this older couple thought it was so cute, their words, that they paid our bill and we all felt utterly guilty. Never been back since. So that is literally the same thing that happened to Tara.
Yep, same thing. Tony says, was asked if I could weld by wife's friend's husband at a work gathering. Said I used to a long time ago. Little white lie. Went in for a job interview. Got the job. Figured it out. Been welding for over 5 years now.
Oh my gosh.
Hashtag love my job. Tony the welder.
Our listener Shaq reminded me of a scene from an actual sitcom. He said, I once told a girl I was dating that I was a marine biologist. Then one day we were walking on the beach and saw a crowd of people standing around a whale. Someone then yelled, is anyone here a marine biologist that can help this whale? Then I did what anyone in that situation would do and walked into the water to help the whale. And I found a golf ball in its blowhole.
Get out.
Classic scene from Seinfeld.
What are those people doing over there?
What's going on over here?
There's a beached whale. She's dying.
Is anyone here a marine biologist?
Oh, my God. Oh, Cheyenne says, hi, my name's Cheyenne. We used to go out to dinner with all of our friends, and our friends' dads would pick whose random birthday it was just to get us embarrassed. They would all come sing happy birthday to us, and now it's turned into sort of a game with my friends who can get embarrassed the most on a fake birthday.
Love that. Valerie.
So my son's about to be 16, but when he was 3, I took him to Golden Corral, and if you ate under the age of 3, your food was free. And I told him my son was 3, but he was really 4 at the time, and when I did that, he yelled out, no, Mom, I'm not 3, I'm 4.
Oh, gosh.
So it's really stupid.
did they just laugh it off and still let him eat for free, or did they were like, nope, busted?
I had to look stupid and be like, oh, yeah, he did have a birthday, and I had to pay for him.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. I forgot your 4th birthday.
Oh, yeah. What kind of mother am I?
Oh, my
God. Exactly.
Valerie, that's funny. It's like sometimes your kids are too honest, and you're like, you know what? You need to just shut up sometimes.
Go along with the plan.
Right. Let me save some money.
That's funny. Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah. Wait until you hear Melanie's coming up here in just about 10 minutes from right now. Yeah, she's got one, and it just involves a cake.
It's just a cake.
It's just a cake.
Just a cake.
That's all it is. That on the way, coming up next. So Tara took her daughter after a birthday party to a restaurant. She still had in tow a birthday balloon in her hand, to which everything just kind of spiraled out of control. People saying happy birthday to her. She got $20. They got their meal comped. It was a glorious little surprise, right? Nikki then texted, look, had something similar happen to us, but without the $20, LOL. I explained to my kid afterwards that those things weren't honestly meant for us, that you put into the universe. So we took the money that we would have spent on dinner, bought some toys, and donated them. See? So that's good, like that. Jasmine said, little white lie turned into something huge. My ex and his older friend told his friend's family that my ex was his son from a one-nighter. They believed it for years. It was out of control. They even named my ex in his obituary as his son. It was a little crazy. We were invited to the family reunions, to weddings, always introduced as his son and his daughter-in-law.
Oh, my goodness.
That is
crazy.
Wild.
Oh, when you're mentioned in an obituary,
Yeah.
Erroneously? Wow.
It's gotten out of control.
Yeah.
All right, Melanie, what's yours?
So my sister, when she first started dating her boyfriend, she made him a strawberry shortcake, and she cut up fresh strawberries on it, and he absolutely loved it.
Uh-huh.
But the trick was she didn't make it at all. She bought it at the grocery store and just cut up strawberries, and he fell in love with it. And so he kept asking for it.
Yes.
She kept saying, well, okay, it's really special and it's hard to make. Well, she would make it every once in a while, and then they stopped making it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, dang it.
And so, yeah, he kept asking for it. Well, he got sick of cancer, and he kept saying, I really wish I could just get one of those strawberry shortcakes. And she finally had to come out and tell him that she never made it in the first place.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was such a, she felt so bad.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane.
She had this special, special recipe and just do it, babe, because you do it so well. And then, oh, no.
Wow.
She really cannot cook anything at all.
That is funny.
She didn't used to be able to cook at all. So,
Melanie, thank you. That is a great story.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Of all things.
Of all things.
I mean, hopefully he's okay at this point, but yes. Like gets sick with cancer and is just like, oh,
that's the one thing that's gonna make me feel better.
You know what could really make me feel better right now? Is one of those great delicious strawberry shortcakes that you made.
You just put that up the way you do. You're just so good at it.
And you know, I'm sure she is absolutely racking her head. Like, is there a place that makes one that's almost similar to it?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Is there anything I can do?
And then he's gonna know if it's different.
Oh, my gosh. Did you change the recipe at all? Oh.
I just had to tweak it because some ingredients aren't available anymore.
Oh, my
sorry,
gosh.
Babe.
Yeah, wow. You know, supply chain issues, all that stuff, whatever.
See, I could never get caught in that lie because my husband knows I don't make anything.
I know. Everybody knows that you don't make anything, so that could never, ever happen to you.
Safe.
Good stories there. It's 99.7 DJX. Mother's Day week. How about a... Mom, I confess. Maybe it's something that, you know, your mom doesn't know that you've done. Don't worry, she's not listening. I'll start.
Okay.
So there was a baseball card and collector memorabilia sort of shop that was close to the, I guess, middle school, high school, grade school, whatever I went to school at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was an era of my life when I was collecting baseball cards. And so I was spending all my money at this place and collecting baseball cards. And my mom finally was like, Ben, I forbid you from going there. To be honest, like this place is... You know, one of those like kind of, it's kind of seedy when I think back to it. It's like a little room in the back of this building. And
hey, if you want to see the good cards, come back here.
Yeah. And the guy would smoke and it's like,
oh boy,
you know, it's like one of those things. And, you know, me and a couple friends, we'd go after school and we'd buy a couple packs of baseball cards or whatever. And, you know, see what we got. And he'd always wheel and deal. And it was like, oh, I got such and such. And, you know, this baseball player. And he'd be like, I'll buy it off you right now for $3. And be like, all right, you know. And so it was one of those things. And so she was finally like, because I was spending all my money, she's like, Ben, you cannot go there anymore. I was like, yeah, okay, all right, that's fine. So I would take and, take, I guess, quarters out of my sister's piggy bank and my piggy bank, and I would tape them together so you couldn't hear them jingling in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
And I would continue that addiction.
For how long? How long did this continue?
I mean, it continued at least for another, I don't know, maybe 6 months after she told me to stop.
Wow.
Maybe longer, but then I just eventually, I think... I think maybe the shop closed.
Okay. And then you just...
And then I had to cold turkey.
Fizzled out.
Yeah. And I had to cold turkey it, you know? Yeah. So
Had to be done.
Yeah, had to be done. Maybe that was karma going, you know what? This kid's never going to learn.
Nope, yep.
Yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and shut this thing down. But
going to put himself in the poorhouse. He's going to start owing people.
I know. So it's a mom, I confess. I think it's funny because Kelly on Facebook says, are you trying to get a 46-year-old grounded for the rest of her life? Maybe. No, your mom's not listening. Nope. It's all right.
Nope, there's no statute of limitations with my mom.
Grounded. You're grounded. But mom, I'm an adult. You're grounded. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your mom, I confess story. All right, we'll get some of those on next. So what did you do as a kid your mom still doesn't know about? As a mom, I confess, in honor of Mother's Day. We'll get to a couple here. Mike said every giant liquor bottle they collected that was sealed was replaced with water.
Oh, of course. Yeah, classic.
Yeah, and Don said my parents didn't drink, but we did this with friends' parents' liquor. Yeah, and you know what? Your parents know. They know because the liquor, it shouldn't freeze, but especially if they put it in the freezer, like vodka or something, and it freezes, that's a telltale sign.
Now, you can get away with it if your parents don't really, you know, visit the liquor cabinet all that often. Like if they're not big drinkers, but just they just have it on
hand. They just have it for parties or whatever. Right, exactly. Right. Got another that from a listener. My dad passed away when I was 22, and at the visitation and funeral, as I would see a friend, they would stick airplane bottles of booze in my pocket or my hand. I was giggling when it would happen toward the end of the night. I had no idea who, quote, planned it, but they all had to be in on it, and my mom never knew that. So,
that's a fun way to distract her and make her laugh.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's you almost needed that to make it through the day.
Exactly.
I got another text that was like, well, I was 19. You were out of town with friends. I took your car, went to Lexington.
Oh, God.
I didn't put gas in the car on the way back, so I had to persuade you that you just forgot to put gas in it before you left.
Oh, I can convince you. Nope, that's your fault, Mom. Wow.
No, Mom.
That was you.
Wait, why are there 200 more miles on my car? I don't know.
Don't you remember you went to that trip to Lexington?
Yeah.
And you forgot to put gas in the car?
Like, Mom, who pays attention to the odometer? Don't worry about it. I got another text. I stole my dad's favorite CD, the big Nora Jones album.
That's a good album.
Sold it to a music store for cash to buy fast food.
Oh, my gosh.
Ended up replacing the CD at Christmas time.
Sold a CD just to get fast food?
Like that's, you're hard up for cash when you're a kid, and you're
dang.
Like, man, I need a hamburger bad.
Yeah.
What around the house can I sell?
Oh, that one. That album sucks. I'm going to sell that.
I'm going to go ahead and sell this. Got another message from a listener. How about I'm a mom and I have a confession to my kid?
Oh, plot twist.
Every so often you announce you're going to your room with the tablet so you can do some research. Pretty sure you're not doing research. Oh my gosh. By the way, he's 13. Oh, wow.
Oh, what is he watching?
Let me just say he is doing research, okay?
Okay. Oh,
and you know what? Listen.
No.
Before you enter, make sure you knock so he can save his research.
Stop it. Stop talking. Stop talking, you're stepping into my world right now. Stop talking.
He needs to save.
Stop.
Save all his research.
Stop.
So you need to wait a second before you just go in.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll stop there.
This is really spiraling out of control.
All right, good stuff. Sometimes we search for people who are just needing that second chance at that first impression.
Yeah, maybe they didn't seize the moment in the moment. They didn't grab a name or a number. So how else do you get in touch? You do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I have hope for this first one.
Okay.
Hot fireman and hottie in Passat.
Well, okay, let's roll.
It's a woman for man. Hi.
Hi.
I have a Louisville Miss connection hoping y'all might be able to help out with.
Okay.
If you choose to help out, please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
For now.
All right.
It was a good day. I'd just gotten Starbucks at the Dutchman's Lane location. Was headed to the grocery in the Highlands. The firemen were out testing equipment.
Oh.
I think they were spraying water into the air.
Oh, squirt, squirt.
At the fire station at Dutchman's in Taylorsville Road, he was one of the three firemen standing under the tree, supervising, I'm assuming. I was turning from Dutchman's right onto Taylorsville in my black Passat. I had my sunnies on and a white shirt. The windows are tinted, but I had them down.
Mm-hmm.
I took notice of the tall fireman standing under the tree as I approached the intersection. He took notice, too.
Oh, squirt,
he was
squirt.
Watching as I made the turn. I know. I should have been watching the road, but fire. Maybe you were just looking at the car. It is a nice car. But if you're not and you're single, I'm down to meet up. Winky face.
Well, look at that.
I have hope.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman, we were a pretend couple for a night.
Well, this sounds promising.
You were at the apartment party last weekend, and just after I had gotten up the courage to introduce myself to you, a drunk acquaintance came up asking how long we'd been together.
Oh.
Thinking that we were already a couple. Without missing a beat, you replied, 3 years. And smiled at me as though I truly was the man you had loved for the past 3 years.
That is your green light, dude.
I know. I loved how you played along in that moment and continued to play along for the rest of the night.
Oh, this is great. They were together the rest of the night?
We walked hand in hand. We talked about everything and nothing at the same time.
What a great story.
We laughed at each other's tattoos, at each other's hair and silliness.
Oh my God.
We danced in each other's arm, even shared a tender kiss.
Oh, this is great. It's going so well.
But then you excused yourself to the restroom and never came out.
Oh, no.
You disappeared through the little window and out of my life.
She crawled out a window after hanging with you the whole night? Wait a second. Back the truck up. At what point, why did you not, like, walking away from the initial dude, just lean over and say, by the way, what's your name, girlfriend? Like, I mean, at some point during the night, you didn't think to ask her name?
I cannot forget how your eyes glitter and how your scratchy, dry hands felt on my face. Can it be more than just pretend? I hear your laugh in my ear. Hee! I think of you way more than one should think of a pretend girlfriend.
Okay.
If you see this, please tell me your name.
Oh,
because
dang
I cannot
it.
Possibly go through life without knowing the name of my fake and maybe someday real girlfriend?
No, probably not. She crawled out a window. Yeah, so that's a strong statement, I think.
She did.
Yeah.
She was like, deuces.
I just crawled out a small window.
She's
not,
like,
not a big window, just a small window.
I don't know how to get out of this. I don't know how to get out of this.
Wow.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
That was playing out like a movie scene almost.
It was, a little bit.
Dang. There's another woman for man. Pizza and Toothy Short King.
All right.
I never do this, but I must. You came into my pizza parlor with a group of six last weekend.
Oh.
You were a short king, about 5'6".
Okay.
Short black hair, deep V-neck t-shirt.
All right.
Yeah, I was your waitress, who you kept dropping one-liners to. I especially enjoyed the "you must be tired because you've been running laps in my dreams." Hey.
Oh, what a classic.
Classic line indeed. You're cute. I couldn't tell if you were single or not because the woman next to you kind of acted like your girlfriend.
Oh.
If she's not your girlfriend, but just as transfixed by your moxie and charm as I was, then I can understand and maybe we could get together.
Okay.
You left a tooth.
A tooth?
This is where the sharp left turn comes in.
You left a tooth?
You left a tooth. Was it yours? With your sign check and generous tip, I'm sad you didn't leave your number.
Wait, like, what?
I'm real confused about the tooth.
Okay.
I would need to know. Was that hard pizza?
I don't know.
If you see this, tell me the name you kept calling me. It rhymes with jiggly.
Okay. What in the world?
I don't know.
Okay. All
right.
Whether you're the toothy short king.
Yeah.
Who kept calling the waitress something that rhymes with jiggly.
Yeah.
You're the hot fireman, or you're just searching for the pretend girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't have much hope for the pretend girlfriend that exited out through the window, but I am rooting for Passat Girl and her fireman.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
We need closure on that one. Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. Kelly, there's a phrase, when life gives you lemons, what do you do?
You make lemonade.
Yeah, that's kind of saying, you know, hey, if something bad happens, make the best of it. Yeah, make the best of it. Try to look for the good in it, whatever, et cetera. Ingenuity is also a fine trait that humans have. I guess I'm going to call this a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without painting dogs to look like pandas when you have a zoo, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, no, people are going to expect the actual pandas at the zoo, for sure.
Especially when you're in China, because I feel like pandas in China just kind of go together, right?
I feel like, you could probably find them there.
So this zoo in China, they didn't have any pandas, so they thought, well, what's the next best thing? How about chow chows?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. You know, looking at the picture of them spray painted, that's pretty convincing looking pandas, just walking different.
So chows, so chows, if you don't know, they're like fluffy black dogs, right?
Yep.
And so all they had to do was really just dye their hair white in places.
A little bit. Yeah, sure.
Right. And so put them on display there at the zoo.
And
now visitors kind of knew that they weren't pandas. You know, it's like, it wasn't like a thing where they're like, oh, wow, look at these pandas. And the zoo's behind the scenes going snicker, snicker, snicker. No.
Like they're totally buying it, right?
Right.
They're totally buying it.
Now, you know, this though came with mixed reactions.
Well, yes. You know what? Listen, if you're a zoo and you don't yet have the pandas, put a little sign up that says coming soon in the enclosure. Let's not start spray painting dogs.
But they also had to say, hey, look, the spray paint's fine, or the hair is fine. The dogs
it's
are not
totally
going to be harmed.
Safe. PETA, don't come pay us a visit.
But yeah, we're going to have to post this on X because it's...
I mean, it is convincing though a little bit.
Like, how cute do they look?
They are really cute. They're really cute. But don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to throw it in the setting the bar category where if you can manage to make it through the day, especially if you're a zoo. So Louisville Zoo, be listening, you know?
Yeah. If you, for some reason, you lose the pandas you got. This is not a plan B. It's not.
Don't get chows and paint them to look like pandas and try to pass them off as pandas.
Yeah, it's not a good plan B. Don't do that. Just say coming soon.
Yep. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see these pictures. You're going to love it. And now it's time for Cougar Corner. Okay. So this is for women who are within the sound of my voice, who might be dating a younger guy, like a little boy toy, right?
Okay.
Maybe you're the Cher of your group or the Madonna of your group, right?
I mean, good for you, right?
Yeah, sure. Good for you. There is a study, a Danish study, though, that women who were 10 years older than their partners are 20% more likely to die early.
Oh, dang, why?
Because of stress.
Stress? Why are we stressed? We got a hot young boyfriend, right?
I don't know. I mean,
are we constantly worried he's going to dump us for a younger woman?
Maybe. Or someone their own age. Who knows?
Sure.
But yeah, it's because of stress that... So the cougars, the little women with boy toys, could be at risk for an early demise.
Oh, that is... That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate because finally when you get to the age where you can like live a lavish lifestyle and, you know, maybe the first husband has left you or has, you know, gone away or whatever.
You can't find another one, so you decide to raise one.
So you raise one yourself.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you get this news.
Oh, dang it.
I know.
I had the perfect plan.
But you know, here's... that this is what we do for Cougar Corner. You know, is we make sure that you are, we're always looking out for the cougars here on the show.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes. Down kitty. So here's, should we be looking for someone at least our age? Is that the advice then?
Younger
than.
Want
to live a longer life?
No, within 10 years.
Oh, within 10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe find a younger guy within like 8 or 9 years. Good to go.
Yeah. Maybe you won't have the issues.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So okay.
Younger, not that much younger though.
All right. Coming up next, we go to Florida for this setting the bar story. Mm. And if you want to go to jail in a hurry, there's a formula and congratulations.
This guy figured it out.
Enderlin has figured it out.
All right.
It's the Florida Etch-A-Sketch on the way next after Ariana Grande on 99.7 EJX. Ben and Kelly, little Florida story setting the bar, which is Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without etching your name into the hood of a police car, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a bold move. That's a statement.
Yeah. If you want to go to jail kind of quick, there is a formula. And congratulations, Enderlin Leounce. You've figured it out.
he etched his name?
His full name.
In the police car?
Full name. Yeah. Full name. Yep.
Out
of Florida. It's the Florida Etch-A-Sketch, my friends.
Oh, they didn't really have to do much detective work on that one.
No, not at all. So all they did was punch his name into their system.
Oh, there's his address. Let's go pay him a little visit.
Yes, found out where he lived.
All right, and what did he say?
He admitted to it. Yeah, okay. That was me. You got me.
Why did we want
to
do that?
He wanted to go back to jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently he's from Haiti, so he wanted to either go back to jail or be sent back to Haiti. So they decided to take him to jail. So mission accomplished.
Why didn't he just buy a plane ticket to Haiti?
Maybe he didn't have enough money for doing that, Kelly. Maybe he just didn't have enough money to do that. So he thought, next best thing.
We start a GoFundMe. Hey, I want to go home to Haiti. Okay. I think maybe had he run his idea past a couple of friends first, maybe they could have tossed some ideas out. Like, this might be a better plan.
Well,
maybe.
Had he done that, we wouldn't have gotten this magical Florida Etch-A-Sketch story.
This is true. Again,
if you want to go to jail in a hurry, do what Enderlin did and just go ahead and carve your name, full name, into the hood of a police car.
So I'm guessing he is now relocating to the jail, but not necessarily to Haiti.
Right. Okay. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you got stuck in that earlier traffic tie-up that was there in Indiana off 265 there in Clark County. A semi-truck carrying 70,000 pounds of ice cream.
Oh, wow.
Overturned. That was the cause of,
The backup. Oh, not the ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tragic.
And did
all the cartons open?
Yeah, I don't know. But to me, I think the real question is, what kind of ice cream was it?
Seriously, what flavors?
I don't care about flavor.
Oh, you don't care about the flavors?
What kind of ice cream? Because
you're talking about brand?
Yes, because definitely if it were some cheapy kind, then it's like, well, you know what?
Ben, it's hard to screw
Whatever.
Up ice cream. It really is. I've tried lots of different brands. It is hard to screw up ice cream.
Some do. And listen, call me an ice cream snob, Kelly.
It sounds like you are a little bit.
Yeah.
It is free ice cream spread all over the highway.
Are you eating freeway ice cream?
Are we sticking a manager special sticker on it?
Are we going to try to gather up as much of that freeway ice cream as we can?
They have seals.
Slap a manager sticker on it and say, you know what, 50% off. This
tumbled off a truck.
This was sitting on I-265 for a couple hours.
If they were able to rescue it quickly enough to get it still back in the freezer and it hasn't liquefied and it's still kind of sealed, I'm buying it.
You're
half off?
You're rolling the dice on that, right?
Absolutely, especially if it's chocolate.
Okay. Geez.
Now, if it's like, you know, butter pecan, not buying that one.
Oh.
Strawberry, yes. Maybe vanilla bean. Definitely cookies and cream and chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah. Moose tracks, yes, I'll do that too.
All right. So if any of those flavors were in the wreck and...
Let me know.
And the company that was waiting for this delivery of the 70,000 pounds of ice cream... here's Kelly right now. Just know,
I'll pay half.
All you have to do is slap a little sticker on it says, you know what? This ice cream was I-265 ice cream.
Doesn't have to be a total loss. No. That's what I'm saying. We can still turn a little bit of a profit.
If you missed anything from the show, you got to catch up on the podcast of WDGX.com, tap listen, because some of the, hey, mom, I confess, ... were kind of telling. the misconnections, the lie that spiraled out of control. We got all those.
Tara. But that ended up being kind of the best night ever, but then kind of taught a bad lesson to the daughter.
Yeah, so, setting the bar stories and so much more. So, yeah, all that you can find up on the podcast, or just search for YouTube, Ben and Kelly, and you can find a lot of them right there as
well. You can unpack just the little individual segments or just go in, deep dive through the whole show.
All right. Anything else, Kelly?
That's it. There's a Wet Nose Wednesday today, right?
Yes.
Live from the Kentucky Humane Society.
Yeah, we're going to be live at the Humane Society, and I believe our buddy Daryl Isaacs will be with us too, so that'll be kind of fun. That is all on the way. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.